This is Inside Agriculture on the final day of April, turning the calendar page to May tomorrow. Through the course of the week, I've been referencing the frustration farmers may be feeling because they just can't get out in the field, can't do any scratching in the dirt or playing in the mud, while at the same time talking about the beneficial rain. You gotta remember, it's still only April 30th. Let's find out who's doing what in Illinois. AgMarket.net farmer Matt Bennett.
You know, in our part of the world, we just keep catching little rains here and there. We had an inch and a half over the weekend. You know, I had a little shower again this morning. We actually got started on corn yesterday, first field we planted on some tiled ground, but it's been slow right in here. A fair amount more beans have probably been planted than corn, but you know, you get north of me 30, 40 miles and guys have been going like gangbusters. And so you get south of me and not a whole lot's getting done. So, you know, it's kind of right in the middle of the state and south. But if I can plant my corn, 5th of May and, have it up in a week, I'd just soon do that instead of planting in front of a rain. So we've been a little bit hesitant a couple of times. Last weekend's rainfall actually was, a lot less than what they thought. If I'd have known that's what it was, we probably would already planted a fair amount of corn, but try not to make a mistake here.
Back to Craig Van Dyke over in northern Indiana.
I'm amazed at just how fast we have put grain in the ground the past 4 days. So, yeah, we're a little more fortunate up here in northern Indiana. We've missed some of the big rains, but we're probably 60 to 70% planted for both corn and beans up here.
I mean, wow.
Very fast for us. Now, central Indiana and Illinois, like Matt Bennett was saying, they've caught some rains and probably a little bit slower than we are. Also, Indiana, let's be honest, just better at, putting a crop in the ground than Illinois. So Matt and I can discuss that later. No.
Let's get a report from closer to home, Northeast South Dakota, Bolt Ag Marketing's Dwayne Bussey.
But a lot of guys got started this past week, going pretty full bore over the weekend. Field conditions are just beautiful, and we don't have those wet spots, knock on wood, for now. So we're getting full quarters in, none of that darn prevent plant that I hate so much. So kind of excited to get back out in the field, and the forecast looks good here.
Close.
Yeah, they are talking pushing 80 on Sunday. I think that's going to feel really good. Even today, it's funny, it's a little cool. Granted, we started off cold this morning, but without the wind, it's a nice sunny day out today, and kids are at track meets, so perfect day for that too.
Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing on Farm Talk yesterday. The National Weather Service 8 to 14 day outlook. Brad Rippey, what do you think?
Much of the country expecting above normal temperatures. That is particularly true across the northern plains.
That's it for Inside Agriculture. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning saying the one word you're not supposed to say on the radio. Mayday.